Good evening. This is Q95's Prime Evening News for today, Monday, April 25th. I am your presenter, Lakeisha Labasir. In the headlines, Bureau of Gender fears to hold Sex Week 2016. BCard president calls for Prime Minister Skerrett to reveal true source of EC $18.2 million Rosa Westbridge funding. 14th Vaccination Week of the Americas being held under the theme Go for the Gold, Get Vaccinated. UNAIDS condemns violence against transgender people in the Caribbean. And Tamir Rice shooting. Cleveland agrees $6 million settlement. The news is brought to you, compliments Courts Dominica. Details coming up.
The Courts Technical Service Department is the authorized service center for the world's best brands in appliances and electronics. Need repairs done to your damaged electronics and appliances? Check us out. We also repair items not purchased from Courts. And backed by our track record of servicing the world's best brands, our team of trained technicians will provide the best diagnosis for your problem. So, visit us today at our Castle Comfort branch or call us at 448-7655, extensions 2414, 2426, or 2442. And experience technical service at its best. We're here to serve you. Quartz, bringing value home.
The Bureau of Gender Affairs is this week recognizing Sex Week 2016, a week of radically learning and relearning sex education. Former coordinator of the National HIV/AIDS Response Unit, Nurse Julie Frampton, told a local radio program Monday, education is important. She says given persons appropriate education is important in making informed decisions and initiating behavior change. Nurse Frampton is also proposing that each health district be staffed with a health educator. She called further for specialized HFLE teachers and counselors at all schools.
All they have to do is to give people appropriate information, enough information that they can use. And that was one of the things we continue to do within health promotion in the ministry and national AIDS program and everything. Give people information and they make their decisions. Yeah? Mm-hmm. And they like to say, oh, don't I talk? No, things like that, behavior change. Is a behavior you're trying to change. And behaviors do not change overnight. And that is why I always said when I was in ECC, each health district should have a health educator, you know, that kind of thing. Somebody that goes out to the schools all the time. But if you want to have one health educator for the entire country of 70,000 people, we ain't going anywhere. And people will say, oh, you're not telling people anything, or you're not teaching anything. The system needs to fix. Each school should have its guidance counselor. Each school should have its, you know, that kind of person. Somebody specially trained. I've said it and I'll say it again. We need to have specialized, because we're talking about sex and sex week and how we're going to protect people and how we're informing people to make informed choices. Right? So we should have specialized HFLE teachers, health and family life education teachers.
Sex Week 2016 has been held from April 25th to 29th with a number of activities, including a sex fair, radio discussions, social media conversations, and community activities. In an open letter to the Prime Minister, President of the Builders and Contractors Association of Dominica, BCard, Mr. Anthony LeBlanc, questions the methods by which the $18.2 million for the Rosa Westbridge project was procured. The letter states that the Joint Consultative Committee on the Construction Sector had difficulty in calculating preliminary cost exceeding $14 million VAT included. The letter further called on Prime Minister Skerrett to reveal whether or not the project is truly funded by the Economic Citizenship Program, as selling citizenship is a great sacrifice to a country.
Given that having to sell a country's citizenship for economic reason is a tremendous sacrifice, it is all the more crucial that we minimize the number of new entrants to our citizenry by engaging in the most efficient of procurement practices. We therefore request that you declare, as Minister of Finance, if the initial source is indeed the CBI, or if there are temporary bridging financing provisions for this procurement event, and if then, A, the sources of funds and the interest rates of the funding, if it is loan funds, whether the procurement process involved design, finance, and build, and what are the interest rates and payment conditions, if any, and the other sources of finance which were considered.
Opposition leader Lennox Linton says Roseau South MP Joshua Francis is free to challenge the process of a resolution tabled against him. Francis was booted out of the post of deputy leader through a vote of no confidence at a delegates' conference of the party Sunday. Speaking with media following the meeting, Francis suggested the possibility of taking legal action against the United Workers' Party for what he claims was illegal action taken against him. Linton, however, says the action taken by the party was completely legal.
He is a lawyer and he is a citizen of Dominica. He's a member of this party. He is free to challenge the process in any way he wants. We are satisfied that what we did today is completely legal, has the full authority of the Constitution, and within the parameters and the restrictions of our constitution.
This week is being observed as the 14th vaccination week in the Americas under the theme Go for the Gold, Get Vaccinated. Immunization manager Nurse Floriston Lewis says this theme is geared at encouraging persons to protect themselves from the vaccine-preventable diseases in context of the upcoming Olympics scheduled for Brazil in August 2016. While there are many who are against vaccination, Nurse Lewis says vaccine is a very important public health intervention as it saves lives.
When it comes to vaccines, we think that you don't have to be an Olympian athlete to go for the gold. When staying healthy is the name of the game, vaccines will help protect you and your children from over 20 vaccine-preventable diseases. Vaccines are a very important public health intervention in helping to protect persons from diseases that can kill. We have records that indicate, even in the early 1980s and beyond, where we have diseases that caused people to die. I remember in one particular community where we had two children from one family dying as a result of a disease that could have been prevented by vaccinations. So vaccines, they save lives. I know that there are persons who are not for vaccines, but we have so many success stories that if it wasn't for vaccinations, we would have had so many cases of poliomyelitis, for example.
Vaccination Week of the Americas 2016 runs from April 23rd to 30th. Public Works Minister Senator Miriam Blanchard is appealing to members of the general public, particularly residents of the Roseau Riverbank, to continue to exercise patience as the government embarks on the Roseau West Bridge project. Speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony Friday, Blanchard told residents of the riverbank that they have endured the inconveniences brought on by Tropical Storm Erica with magnanimity and promised that they will be rewarded for their patience. She further pleaded for their continued patience as they will endure more inconveniences during the construction of the Roseau West Bridge.
Let me at the outset thank the residents of this area for their patience and understanding over the last 8 months. In particular, I would like to single out those along the banks of the Roseau River whose properties and living spaces were damaged as a result of the flooding caused by the passage of the storm last August. You have endured the inconveniences with magnanimity, and I can promise you that you will be rewarded for your patience with an environment that not only considerably enhances your safety, but one which will make you and all Dominicans proud because of its architectural beauty. In the spirit that there is no gain without pain, I plead for your continued understanding and patience during the period of construction. when the traveling public and the residents of this area in particular will be called upon to endure more inconveniences. Owners of motor vehicles who regularly traverse the West Bridge to get out of the city and pedestrians alike will also suffer some inconvenience, since the demolition of the bridge will be the first activity following this groundbreaking ceremony.
The Rosa West Bridge project, which cost approximately $18.2 million, is being undertaken by Barbadian company NSG Management and Technical Services Limited. The project, scheduled to commence in May 2016, is expected to be completed within 12 months. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit has given the government's commitment in pursuing the Roseau Enhancement Program. While uncertain as to the source of financing for this program, Prime Minister Skerrit says since proceeding with this new age bridge, they have of necessity to move forward with their plans to modernize the city. We cannot have a 21st century bridge at the entrance of a 19th century city, he said.
I cannot say to you decisively now where the financing will come from, but I am saying to you this evening that the Roseau Enhancement Program must and will be pursued and implemented. Because we cannot have a 21st century bridge at the entrance of a 19th century city. And since we are proceeding with this new age bridge, we have of necessity to also move forward with our plans to modernize the city. So from the outset this afternoon, I am making known the intention of this Dominica Labour Party administration to forge ahead, albeit at a reduced pace, with the upgrade and modernization of our capital city, Roseau. This government is committed to pursuing a highway, sidewalk, drainage, and lighting enhancement program that will transform the experience of pedestrians in particular, all citizens and visitors alike who traverse our city streets for work, shopping, and recreational purposes.
Prime Minister Skerrit stated further that the government will soon commence in-depth discussions with property owners in Roseau geared at arriving at a regime of concessions for the upgrade of privately owned properties in Roseau.
Additionally, we shall, in the lead-up to the next budgetary process, commence in-depth discussions with commercial and residential property owners in Roseau, with a view to arriving at a regime of concessions for the systematic upgrade of privately owned properties in Roseau. There is nothing I dislike more than looking out my office window and seeing some of the tired and weather-worn roofs and structures of some buildings in Roseau. The city is not going to be transformed overnight, but today the process is starting.
In more news, the joint United Nations Program on HIV/AIDS, UNAIDS, has condemned killings and violations of human rights against transgender people reported in recent months by civil society and media in different countries of Latin America and the Caribbean. Violence against transgender people in Latin America and the Caribbean is compounded by their lack of access to justice, UNAIDS said in a statement. In Venezuela, according to a report by the online magazine Panorama, 7 transgender people were killed between February and April. Last month in Guyana, 3 transgender women were forbidden to attend court or to appear before the court because they were wearing female attire. According to the report on violence against LGBTI people in Latin America and the Caribbean, published in December 2015 by the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, trans women are immersed in a cycle of violence, discrimination, and criminalization, which usually starts at an early age with exclusion and violence suffered in their homes, communities, and schools. UNAIDS also expressed full support for the Latin American and Caribbean network of transgender people in its efforts to end the intimidation and violence endured by transgender people throughout the region. And the U.S. city of Cleveland has agreed to pay $6 million to the family of 12-year-old black boy Tammy Rice, who was shot and killed by police in 2014. He was playing with a pellet gun outside a recreation center when he was shot by a white police officer. A grand jury declined to bring charges against the police. Rice's death sparked protest in Cleveland at a time when the deaths of black men at the hands of police had sparked a national debate. It became a focal point for the Black Lives Matter movement. An order filed in the U.S. District Court in Cleveland says the parties in the case have agreed on a sum of $6 million, have to be paid in 2016, and the remainder next year. The estate of Tamir Rice receives $5.5 million, with $250,000 going to his mother, Samaria, and $250,000 to a recipient listed as TR. The settlement carries no admissions of any wrongdoing. And that's the Prime Evening News, but first a recap of the headlines. Bureau of Gender Affairs hosts Sex Week 2016. BCARD President calls for Prime Minister Skerrit to reveal true source of $18.2 million for Roseau West Bridge. 14th Vaccination Week of the Americas being held under the theme Go for the Gold, Get Vaccinated. UNAIDS condemns violence against transgender people in the Caribbean. And Tamir Rice shooting. Cleveland agrees $6 million settlement. The news was brought to you through the kind compliments of Quartz Dominica. If you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. Also, for any breaking story or latest development, send a text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the Q95 News team, I have been your presenter, Lakisha Labasir.